On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's understood up to 11 officers at a Kent jail have been suspended amid allegations of racism. The Ministry of Justice has confirmed it's investigating claims made against staff who are all thought to work at Elmley on the Isle of Sheppey. It's the largest of the three prisons on the island and can hold up to 1,200 inmates. It's thought the staff were suspended just before Christmas. Plans to recruit 200 police officers in Kent have been announced, but will have to fork out more in council tax to pay for it. The county's police and crime commissioner wants to recruit the officers, along with more staff to answer 999 calls. It'll be funded by an increase in the amount we pay towards policing. If approved, the charge will go up by £1 a month from £157 a year to £169. Matthew Scott says the extra officers will have a big impact.
We'll be making sure that every division, every policing division in the county gets extra police officers for local policing, in addition to some of the regional teams. So every part of the county will benefit from having some of these extra police officers, as well as some of the county-wide programmes such as rural policing and roads policing.
At the moment, just over 70% of you who voted in our poll at kentonline.co.uk would be happy to pay more to fund extra police.
KMFM News.
At least 13 people have been killed by mudslides after storms in Southern California. Police say that number is likely to rise as searches continue for people who are unaccounted for. Houses have been destroyed and cars buried in rubble. A homeless man's facing jail after he admitted injuring a pensioner in a knife attack near Maidstone. A man in his 70s was treated in a London hospital after it happened on Heath Road in Barming in October. 51-year-old John Lowe was accused of attempted murder but pleaded guilty to wounding with intent. He'll be sentenced next month. The mum of a Medway boy who needed several blood transfusions to save his life is calling for more of us to become donors. Oakley Orange was given 17 pints as he fought a rare reaction to medication 4 years ago. His mum Lorraine says the 11-year-old wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for people giving blood.
Several of my friends and people that followed Oakley's story, even needle-phobic people, have actually joined and given blood on his behalf. So I need to thank those as well.
900,000 people across the country gave blood last year, but an extra 200,000 are needed to keep up with demand.
This is KMFM.
Investigations are underway after a homeless man was tipped into a bin lorry in Rochester. He was taken to hospital with leg and pelvis injuries after it happened when crews cleared waste in the High Street on Monday. The Health and Safety Executive and Medway Council is looking into what happened, along with the rubbish collection contractors. New chickens have been given to a Kent school after several were lost during a break-in over Christmas. A number of birds escaped and died when pens were opened at Western School in Sittingbourne during the holidays. George Jessel, who's Kent's High Sheriff, has given pupils 8 new hens and cockerels to look after.
It's one very small step from me, or one small gesture from me, but this is a huge thing for Western School, and hopefully the period between losing the old ones and getting the new ones is very short, and they'll all move on.
Three boys have been questioned by police after being arrested on suspicion of animal cruelty and criminal damage. And a rare prehistoric footprint that could belong to a dinosaur has gone on display in Kent. The 120-million-year-old fossil can be seen at the newly opened Folkestone Museum after it was found on a nearby beach. Experts think it could be the youngest known dinosaur track ever seen in the British Isles.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
In boxing, Britain's former heavyweight world champion Tyson Fury says he's applying for his licence today. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, last month he was cleared to resume his career after accepting a backdated 2-year ban following a positive test for a banned steroid in February 2015. He denies taking it deliberately. Fury's tweeted to say he expects to be back in the ring in April. In tennis, Britain's Heather Watson is into the quarterfinals of the Hobart International. She continued her Australian Open build-up up with a 6-2, 6-2 win over Jamie Fawless. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic says he's confident he'll be fit for the first Grand Slam of the year. He hasn't played competitively since July because of an elbow injury, but featured in today's tiebreak tens in Melbourne. And the MCC World Cricket Committee wants India's governing body to back calls for the sport's inclusion at the Olympics. The International Cricket Council says the majority of countries playing the game support a proposal for 2020 matches to be brought into the multi-event programme.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.